Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, today is second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. Our first reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 to 35. Our psalm for today is Psalm 118. Our second reading will be taken from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Our gospel reading will be taken from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is New Birth by His Mercy. My brothers and sisters, indeed, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood shed for us on the altar of the cross and the righteous life bestowed on us in baptism, confirmed and guaranteed by His resurrection, the resurrection of the Son of Man, Son of God. In fact, response to St. Thomas's great confession of faith, Jesus our Lord, Kyrios, and God, Theos, granted to us a special blessing, bestowed on us a blessing of all time. He says, happy are those who have not seen and yet believe. Because we believe without a doubt, my brother, my sister, that Jesus is our Lord and our God. St. John reminds us in the second reading of today that we were begotten by God. In other words, our faith and identity as children of God were bestowed by the Lord. Hence, through Him, we have new life in Christ Jesus. Through Him, we have new life in Christ Jesus. Thus, St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, it is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Because of Him, I can face tomorrow. Because of Him, all fear is gone. Because of Him, I can face tomorrow. Because of Him, all fear is gone. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we are believers not because of our righteous deeds, no, but for His mercy. But for His mercy, the disciples could have been caged forever in fear. But for His mercy, sin and death would have swallowed us alive. The psalmist says in Psalm 124 verse 1 following, if the Lord had not been on our side when our enemies attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their furious anger against us. And the psalmist concludes, our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Since we live by faith, by mercy and help of the Lord, our mission is clear: to develop an unwavering love of God, to keep His commandments, to be merciful to others, to bestow the peace of Christ without charge. I repeat, to grant them His peace without charge, and to overcome the world with faith and love. In other words, my brother, my sister, our physical and memorable presence must diffuse our sweet-smelling aroma of Christ's love and peace. For we are, as St. Paul says, like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those who are being saved and those who are being lost. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. Therefore, my brother, my sister, Jesus is asking us today to release with our good works and actions those locked behind doors of shame, those locked behind doors of fear, anger, and hopelessness. Furthermore, if God has granted you the grace of leadership, the grace to lead your people in that society, in that family, in that community, then bestow peace, bestow security, bestow equality, and bestow justice for the people. If God has granted you the grace to celebrate His word and sacraments, then your mission, our mission, is to lead God's people to His kingdom. Also called to help them to uphold that life that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. If the Lord has granted you the grace of fatherhood and motherhood, your mission is to educate your children, God's children, and help them to attain the ultimate reason for their
existence
in this world, and to help them attain that end that is eternal. If the Lord has granted you the grace of a new life and you are enjoying the blessedness of that life, then may the sick encounter the healing power of God when you touch them. May those who weep experience the comfort of Jesus when you wipe away their tears. May those who have made mistakes in life encounter the mercy of God when you share with them the love of Christ Jesus. And so, my brothers, my sisters,
may the Lord
grant us the grace of our mission in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.